taking a look at sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Well, unvaccinated Mets and Yankee players right now, as it stands, cannot play in home games under New York's mandate. That's right, Yankees and Mets players that are not vaccinated right now, as it stands, cannot play home games under the city's employer mandate. It's already affected the Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie Irving. And New York City isn't planning on handing out exceptions for specific individuals, even though baseball is played outside. The Players Association of Major League Baseball teams are looking into the difference between playing indoors and outdoors, and they believe the issue will be resolved by the time opening day rolls around on April 7th. Quote, on behalf of the Yankees, team president Randy Levine is working with City Hall and all other appropriate officials on that matter. We will have no further comment, end quote, from the Yankees. Pretty amazing. Just imagine if the Yankees and the Mets with their Subway Series. We'll see what happens. We'll actually see what happens. It looks like the Yankees had 3 unvaccinated players. The Mets had several unvaccinated players last year, and they've made alterations. They still have several less. So we'll have to see. Yankees slugger Aaron Judge asked about the vaccination status on his case. He declined to comment about it. Judge, a 3-time All-Star, will enter his contract year in 2022, and he'll be looking for an extension before the regular season begins. You know, when you ask somebody if they're vaccinated or not vaccinated, to be quite honest with you, it really is none of your business. I mean, if they have to follow rules, they'll follow rules. But individually, your medical information is your medical information. So, anyways, Aaron Rodgers, a $50 million contract. Hey, you listen to this money. Tom Brady's dad is blaming the media for his son's premature retirement decision. Sorry, Mr. Brady. Tom's company released the information before the media got onto it. All right? Pretty simple. That's what happened. Wasn't the media fault. His own company released that information. All right, let's take a look at NBA action. Yesterday, the Nets, pounded the Magic 150 to 108. 150 to 108. In games being played today with local team, the Nets take on the Mavericks. The Knicks take on the Trailblazers. And tomorrow, no local teams in action. On Friday, the Nets take on the Trailblazers. The Knicks take on the Wizards. Where are the Celtics? The Celtics take on the Kings. All right, that's in basketball. Taking a look at hockey scores from yesterday, see if any of the local teams were in action. The Rangers over the Devils, 4-3. The Capitals over the Islanders, 4-3. The Bruins over the Blackhawks, 2-1. So that's where that stands. And other than that, there's not really that much to talk about in sports. It's going to be interesting to follow what happens with New York City vaccination status when it comes to the Yankees and the Mets. That's something that will play out over the course of the next, month? 2 months? Well, anyways, that is a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.